Praise the Lord. Good morning to you. I trust you had a beautiful week, and I know that you're looking forward to some rest, some relaxation, and recreation this weekend. Today is day 48 of our 50 days of blessings, and I know that you are ready for what we're going to be sharing today. In less than a week from today, precisely Friday, September 12th, 2025, will be at the night of blessings. And these 50 days we have been preparing ourselves, stirring our faith and expectations, and I know that the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. But let me go into what I want to share today. I want to read first from Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 3. It says here, through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. What kind of a house will wisdom build? It's not talking about raw materials we're going to get from the store. He's actually talking about building a life. In fact, let me read it to you from the Amplified translation. The Amplified says, through skillful and godly wisdom is a house, a life, a home, a family built. So it means that when we talk about a house, it could refer to a life, a home, or even a family or a business. So how do you build a beautiful life, home, family, or business? It says through wisdom. By understanding, it is established on a sound and good foundation. And by knowledge shall its chambers of every area be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. I know I'm talking to somebody today who is thinking about building their life. You can see that life is a construction. Life is not an accident. It's a construction. You build the kind of life you want to have. You build the kind of house you want to live in. So you have to build the kind of life that you want to have. You have to build the kind of family you want to have. You have to build the kind of business you want to have. And how do you do it? The Bible says three important things are needed: wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Now look at Proverbs chapter 2 from verse 6. It says, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. The three things you need to build a beautiful house. See, to build a house, to establish it, to beautify it, you need wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And where do they come from? They come from God. They come from his mouth. Meaning that God gives wisdom, knowledge, and understanding by words. Verse 7 says, he layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. Now, when he talks about sound wisdom there, he's talking about abiding success. So he lays up abiding success for the righteous. He's a buckler to them that walk uprightly. So I'm thinking today, who is thinking about maybe building the next 5 years or building the next 10 years? Or maybe you're setting up a business or you want to start a home. Do you realize you need wisdom, you need knowledge, you need understanding? And where are you going to get them from? The Bible says, out of his mouth is God that gives wisdom. And out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding. That means it comes from his word. These three things come from the word of God. That's why we've been coming to you every day, sharing the word of God with you. Because this will impart wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to you. And that is what you need to build the kind of life you want to live. The kind of life you ought to live. The kind of life that will glorify God. Look at Luke chapter 6. I want to read from verse 47. It says, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them. That's serious. I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not, is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Can you see it again? He's talking about building a house, building your life. What's your life like? Glory to God. He says, if you hear the word of God and you put it to work, the one that comes to me and heareth my saying and doeth them, he says, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man that built a house, dig deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. The Bible says when the flood arose, you can have a beautiful house that can't stand the test of time. A beautiful house that will collapse under the weight of the flood or the storm or the rain. No. So it's not enough to build a beautiful life. Will it stand? When trouble comes, when situations arise, what will happen to what you have built? What will happen to that family? What will happen to that business? What will happen to that life? It is important that you build on the rock. And how do you do that? Coming to the Lord, hearing His sayings, and doing them. You can have a fail-proof life by doing this. A fail-proof life. You know, it's important you learn the Word of God for yourself. I always talk to you about the Rhapsody of Realities from our man of God, Pastor Chris, a beautiful daily devotional that teaches you God's Word every day, building into you strength, courage, wisdom, imparting knowledge and understanding, and helping you chart your course in the right direction. So you need the Word. If you want to get Rhapsody of Realities today, you can call us. Once I'm done, just call us and we'll get a copy across to you. But it's so important that you are building with the right materials and you are building the right way. You want to have a family that will stand the test of time. You need the Word. Now, what if things have been built and they've gone so wrong? Wow, I have another scripture to share with you today. Would you go to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3? It says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Now, when he says world, he's not talking about the world of people. He's talking about ages, all right? Like we talk about the industrial age, or we talk about the prehistoric age. So he's talking about the ages. That word there is aeon, all right? So it's different from cosmos, which is talking about the world and its systems and its structures. No, we're talking about the ages, the eras. So an era or a phase of your life can be framed by the Word of God. Let's finish it though. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Very important words to pick out there. I've already explained the word world to you. It's not talking about the system of the world. It's talking about eras, ages, like your school days, you know, or your university days, or your marriage days, something of that nature. Now, the second word I want to pick on there is framed. That word is very, very interesting, powerful. That word means katatizo, and it means to fit, to frame, to mend, to prepare, or to restore. That means if things already went wrong, you can fix them. You can put them in order. You can restore them through the Word of God. Why? The remaining part says, because things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In other words, life is spiritual. What you see physically is coming from the realm of the spirit. So with the Word of God, you can change things. You can restore things. You can fix things. I would like to read this to you from the Amplified Translation. It says, by faith we understand that the worlds during the successive ages were framed, fashioned, put in order. Can you see that? Put in order and equipped for their intended purpose by the Word of God, so that what we see was not made out of things which are visible. Oh, glory to God. There are things in the realm of the Spirit with which we can fix your life. I want you to notice that word of God, you know, where it says Word of God, is the word rhema. And that is talking about the prophetic word, the word that comes to you for now, for that season in your life, the word spoken by God's servant, by God's prophet, and is operative in the present for you. That's the word rhema. And that means that with the Word of God on your lips, or the Word of God coming to you from the lips of a prophet, your life can be put in order. Your life can be mended. Your life can be beautified. I'm so excited because at the night of blessings, we're going to be fixing lives. We're going to be putting things in order. We're going to be fitting your life for its intended purpose, charting the course that God planned for you. I don't want you to miss Night of Blessings. We're getting closer and closer and closer. And in my spirit, there's a bubbling up. And I'm seeing different worlds being fixed. People's lives being mended and repaired and restored. Business is set in the right way. Marriage is restored. Health restored. Yes, health and healing coming to you. Don't miss the Night of Blessings. Friday, September 12th, 2025, 6 days from now, we'll be at the Tafawa Balewa Square. We are getting ready for you, I tell you. We're getting ready for you, and you start getting ready. Call us on 090-764-15312 or send an SMS to the same number. Go to our website, anightofblessings.org, and learn more about the program. You'll find what to expect. You can ask questions, and we'll answer you. Join us in prayers every day, but make sure you are getting ready. Oh, glory to God. I'm looking forward to seeing you there on that night. Hallelujah. Now, stay tuned for the next few minutes. Pastor George has some information for you before we round off today. Have a beautiful and restful Saturday. God bless you.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Man, for your word of blessings to us today. We are grateful to God for his wisdom with which our lives are built. Thank you, ma'am. And to you, our listeners, I'm sure you received today's words of blessings from our dear Pastor Diola Phillips. She said, to build, to establish and beautify your life, you need the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that come from God's word. And you can have a fail-proof life by hearing God's word and putting it to work. Now, if you have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, please pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you're now born again. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be named upon them. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that's in them. Even Father, we declare that these ones shall live to fulfill your plans and purposes for their lives, and they shall be made ready for the rapture of the church. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Congratulations once again. But if you have not yet received the Holy Spirit, let me pray for you that you receive the Holy Spirit now. I pray and I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you receive the Holy Spirit now. Receive him now. It is done unto you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Congratulations once again. But we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know that you just gave your heart to Christ, because we have some resources to send to you to help you grow as a Christian and begin enjoying your life of blessings that the Lord has made available to you. Now, if you have questions or prayer requests or testimonies from these 50 days of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips, please reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. When you reach us, we'll be glad to provide you with appropriate responses. And as our dear Pastor Diola said earlier on, if you need a copy of the Rhapsody of Realities, you can also reach us on that number. Thank you and God bless you. Please remember to keep a date with us at A Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafa Balewa Square. Now, remember that we are still praying and we are fasting for the program. We are on our 7 days of praying and fasting, and will continue until tomorrow, Sunday, the 7th of September. Now, concerning the program, for your free seat reservations or other information about the program, please go online to anightofblessings.org. And if you have other inquiries, you can also reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to you joining us again at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Thank you and God bless you.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttles will be available all over Lagos.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.
Say